Again, Simon Reish Lamed, we're up to Gimel. Again, we're talking about yesterday a very interesting topic about tefillah versus hodah. What can you daven for? Again, things that are covered are not seen to the eye are more apt to receive bracha, right? That's why we like keeping things hidden. Gimel, interesting halacha. Nichnas la merchatz. Someone's entering a bathhouse. We'll explain this. So you're supposed to daven. Omer, Yiratzom Avnach Hashem Elokai, you should take me in peace. V'tzotzien Mishalom, you should take me out in peace. V'tatzlin Mehor Azeh, Uchiyotzebo La'asilavo, and save me from this fire and from anything like it, even in the future. So, let's continue. Yatzah b'shalom, if you got out of the bathhouse, Omer, Modani l'fanecha Hashem Elokai she'itzaltani me'ahor hazeh, thank you Hashem, you saved me from this fire. Now again, this is so to speak, you look at it in concept of yesterday. In other words, before you go in, so you daven for something in the future. Save me from, when you leave, you're giving thanks. That's hodah. So now, obviously, the question, well, there's two points. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do this. We don't say this tefillah. So the second question is, why not? The third question is, like, what's going on here, right? Like, some people are looking like, what's going on here? So the answer is you have to know, Baruch Hashem, nobody here is, well, I assume not, is aware of how a public bathhouse or a bathhouse worked, besides many other ideas. But one of the things we see, the Mishnah Berurah explains here, and also we know this from the Gemara, is again, no indoor palming. It's a very hard thing for us to wrap our heads around. But the way they did it in the old days is, again, you didn't want a cold bath or cold shower, right? Everybody wants a warm one. So how do they warm the water? So what they used to do is they had a tub, and then there was slats, and then underneath, like, there was a tub, and sometimes the tub would be indented, sometimes be, well, however they did it, and then there'd be a fire underneath the tub. They'd fill up, so like, you would like, and the fire would be going, you'd be like cooking in the water, even without the cannibals, right? You know, like, I mean, picture, like, just as far as an illustration, as a way to remember that. That's the way. So the problem was that either because of the fire or because of this or because of that, the space or the area between the tub and the fire sometimes would disintegrate, and they wouldn't know. And sometimes the tub would fall in. That would happen. And I guess building and safety was doing its job. And so sometimes it wasn't, it was dangerous sometimes. It was sometimes dangerous. So you daven. It's something that happened. So you daven. And again, the idea, like we said yesterday, and when you leave, you thanked, you know, don't take it for granted. So that's why, again, so the reason why you don't hear about this is because our, you know, bathtubs, showers, whatever, is a totally different system, right? Even if you have water heater and you don't have a tankless water, which is a separate issue. But, you know, like a totally different system. Okay, let's just start Dalit very quickly. This is a very important halacha. Nichnas lahakiz dam. Someone goes in for bloodletting. Don't think it's so weird. They do it today, even not in backward countries. I remember very clearly one time, it was an Erev Shabbos, I think it was an Erev Shabbos. They asked me to drive the Reshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha to Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. The Reshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha used to have terrible, terrible migraine headaches. So sometimes we would get a call, the Rebbetzin Alei Hashalom would call us and say, the Reshiva is not feeling well. And that was, she would call one of us, and then the other four would be known. We would tell each other the Reshiva is not feeling well. Which meant that when we came back to the house, we took off our shoes, even though the Rashi was upstairs, and we walked without our shoes to the basement, because even that noise was like a bell. Don't ask, I want it. So I was taken, so they had a Havamina, maybe they still even do it, that if he gave blood every month. They didn't use leeches, but if he gave blood every month, it would help his headaches. And I drove him once to that appointment where, again, they didn't use, but they did that. They used to do that. And one time he told me, thought it was helping him a little. It was unbelievable. So they used to do that. I think they, wait, Scott, you give a lot of blood, right? Or you used to? Remember, they say it's healthy because you just did it for the humanitarian reason? They go, well, anyways, leave it aside. So let's just make it like 50 million gallons you gave, like all these oil changes. No? Okay. Okay, so again, so look at it this way. You're about to have a medical procedure done. Let's put it that way. Omer. So you're supposed to say, Yiratzon Mofnacha, Hashem Elokai, Shetei Esekzel Lidl Rufu Kirof Echinamata. Hashem, this should work. The procedure should be a Rufu, because you know, like, unlike any doctor, you do it for free, and you work. And what you do, what you decide works. Lachar Kazan, afterwards you say, Baruch Rofe Cholim. Okay, we'll get into this a little more, but again, I'll end this off with another little story. One time, I was having very bad headaches when I was in yeshiva, and so I went to a doctor. The doctor told me to go to a neurologist. So it became known to me that the neurologist I was recommended to go to was the Rashiva's headache neurologist. So I remember I went up to the Rashiva's headache, and I said, I heard the Rashiva goes to this doctor. Is he a good doctor? So the Rashiva said, he's a good tishaliach. So he's a good tishaliach. So that's what we got to remember. We got to remember they're all shalichim. Again, you have to thank the shaliach, you know. UPS guy comes and gives you a package, you have to thank him. I thank the guy, you know. Like you have to thank him. You have to be makar tov. But we always have to remember, right? Hashem is the only one who's a rofei chol. They're just shalichim. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they say it's incurable. And it turns out okay. Sometimes they say it's not okay. And very vase, right? It's right. Rafayin Hashem v'nei rofei. Only Hashem does it. So we gotta keep that in mind. That's why it's very important. We'll get into it a little more. Before we do something, take a pill, whatever it is. I say, you know, like, they say it works. The aspirin will get rid of my headache, but who says?
Do we say the lysine is brachas
then? Well, we'll talk about it if it's a bracha or we say without Hashem's name. But we'll talk about that we'll talk about that tomorrow.
What would you like to go to a doctor?
Doctor or...